7. Rock it like hell, make it sound like heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, everybody, let's have some fun. Everybody, just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care, because PPE is here. If there's a table in the building anywhere, we're gonna put somebody there. Everybody in the house say hey, say ho, ho, and we won't stop rocking until we reach the top.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of AWI Pod.
Worldwide.
Thank you very much. That is right. I am your host, Brent Piles. And with me, as always, on my podcast journey, he is Armbar Abbott, Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you doing this fine morning?
A bit bumped and bruised, but not too bad.
Are you feeling any older?
Yeah, I suppose I feel a day older.
That's fair. With us, of course, he didn't come up with a fancy name this week. That's because the mayor's a little under the weather, but because the mayor has such dedication to this show, he would not miss it for the world. So even though he's under the weather, he is here. Mayor of Canton, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing great. I was running a little bit behind, so I couldn't come up with anything. So I just jumped on, put mayor, and called it a day. But as I'm sitting here, I was thinking, can't really come up with any new wrestling ones. I'm starting to run out of them, but I was thinking, could have just went with the old classic NSYNC, it's going to be May, or...
Yeah, that would have been good, because it is May.
But it's too late now.
That's true. So, I mean, Glenn, technically, where you live, your birthday's over, right?
Yeah, technically, yes.
But not where we live, Glenn. Where we live, it is still Wednesday, May the 8th, so that means it's still your birthday, goddammit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Glenn.
No, it's May the 15th where you are, not May the 8th.
Oh, I'm looking at my computer. There's something wrong with my computer, and it's got the date all wrong. Yeah, Wednesday, May the 15th. It's still Wednesday, May the 15th, and it's still your birthday, Glenn. You're in America.
Yes, thank you.
I thought something looked wrong about that, too, Glenn. I was like, no, the 8th ain't right. Because when I said it, I was like, that's not right.
Today is
not
you're a week behind. I wish it was still May 8th.
So do I.
I wish it was still July. I wish it was still January 8th.
I was still healthy on May 8th. I know. I was.
I was thinking for other reasons, just because time goes by too fast. I think since it's Glenn's birthday, it's only right that we serenade him with a song, since it is his birthday. So, Glenn, are you ready?
Now I'm ready.
Spend my days working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow. I can't believe Glenn's gonna be 65 tonight. Happy birthday, Glenn.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
I can't really sing too much tonight.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
Are you trying to say my singing's bad, Glenn?
No, I was thinking more of your song choice.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the greatest song in the history of wrestling, Glenn. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I thought I was going to get a bit of rockabilly, because you know how much I hate that.
Oh, you know what, Glenn? I should have thought about that, but I didn't. You're right. That would have been much better. I would say I'll remember next year for your birthday, but I won't fucking remember.
Rockin' Abbott all night long.
Rockin' Abbey, he's rocking that song. Rockin' Abbey. We just did Rockin' Robin, though. That's not the song.
No, it's not the song.
But Rockin' Robin, there was a Rockin' Robin that wrestled with that song.
That's true.
I don't know if you can hear it, but I remember she used to come to the Richfield Coliseum and they'd play Rockin' Robin.
Mm-hmm. That was Jake Roberts' sister, right, Rockin' Robin?
Yeah.
Those poor unfortunate children, Grizzly Smith's children, unfortunately for them.
Speaking of poor unfortunate children, I watched The Iron Claw this weekend, and
it was
a heck of a movie, but man, that's a rough one to get through. And they didn't even talk about one of the kids that killed himself. He was completely written off in the whole movie.
Which one was that?
The youngest
Chris. Chris.
Yeah.
No.
Never even mentioned him. He just wasn't in the movie at all. Not to make any spoilers.
I don't know if you heard it, but the director of it said that he didn't put it in there because he thought that it made the movie seem unbelievable. But it's like, that's the true story, though. So, I mean, it might sound unbelievable, but it's pretty fucking true.
Yeah.
Only in Hollywood.
Yeah, so I haven't got to have a look at that yet. It is on the HBO Max, and I do intend to give it a watch. I just haven't had a look at it yet. I've been told that I need to watch it. I don't know if anybody can tell you, oh, really good movie. It's just like you need to see it.
Yeah, there was a lot. It was good. It was a good movie. Other than whoever played Ric Flair should never be allowed on front of a camera again.
Yeah, I heard that the guy who played Ric Flair was bad.
They could have literally picked anyone out of a crowd at a wrestling show.
They probably couldn't have. They probably were a bit short on volunteers to play Rick.
No, thank you. I'd rather play Hitler.
They could have gotten Rick himself for about $10.50 to play the role.
That is very true.
For a cheap bottle of Thunderbird.
He'll actually be about 5 miles from my house in 3 days.
You want to see him, aren't you?
I don't know. I'm probably am.
I thought you said you were. That's why
I'm planning on it, but I don't know. I haven't literally done anything. This is the first thing I've done other than working. But I'm going to shoot for it.
Yeah, because if the pickling stops working, you'll regret not seeing him live.
Uh-oh, we got a friend.
Yeah, Thurman's here. You've met him before, haven't you, Mary? You met Ric Flair before, haven't you?
One time. Almost about 10 years ago.
Well, then. I think what we were discussing is that you should go because Tori Wilson's going to be there. Forget about Ric Flair.
That's the better reason.
That is a perfect reason.
Forget about Ric Flair. Who cares if Tori Wilson's going to be there? I mean... And not for nothing, is like, also Tori Wilson seems like the sweetest person on the planet, and Ric Flair seems like a dirtbag.
And all of the WCW shows that we watched, all of the men coming out with their broken wrist.
Yes.
Yeah. Should ask her about that if you see her. That won't be weird or awkward.
Oh, I'm sure she gets a lot of awkward people at these signings.
Oh my God. If you're out there, people, if you're listening to this show and you're planning on going to this autograph signing that the mayor is going to, please take a shower and put on deodorant for the love of God. Please.
Yes.
Tori Wilson doesn't want to hug you when you smell it like onions. Don't do that.
The funniest thing is this is the only dry city in all of Ohio. Oh, and they're having JR and Ric Flair do autographs in it. They're not going to be able to get booze for like 15, 20 miles.
JR will be okay as long as he can get some weed in Ohio. So
they're going to be really thrown off. They'll probably just go to Akron. Or,
like I said, Ric Flair keeps it in his bloodstream at all times, so he's going to be fine. He's on a slow drip all day. All day long.
As we once titled an episode, A Piece of Business, Two People to Die.
I still have, I have a piece of business custom-made shirt in my closet that says Far Too Pickled to Die. But unfortunately, that podcast wasn't Far Too Pickled to Die. Anyway, you guys watch any wrestling this week?
I watched a bit of Raw. I'm
trying to think.
I watched the Hulu version, so I still have not watched the main event, so I haven't seen Jay versus Ilya yet. I know who won, so you won't be spoiling anything if we do talk about it. I am aware of who won, so.
Jay, I don't know anything about it. I didn't see any of Raw or.
Well then.
I feel like I watched some, but I was very sleepy, so I can't really say too much about it. Not based on the product, just fell asleep.
Yeah, he's just not feeling. The show wasn't boring. The mayor just isn't feeling well.
So whoever is listening along, I'm not bashing NXT or Raw. I just was sleepy.
Yeah. I didn't watch NXT. I watched last week's NXT. which was the first time I'd watched it, and I'd seen a couple of weeks, and I thought it was a decent show. There's not a whole lot, like last week when I watched Raw, like a lot of it stuck into my mind, but this week's Raw, not so much.
No, it wasn't as... I can't actually recall much of it at all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was in bed. The trouble is that having to watch it on my phone is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I mean, I don't ever watch it live. I watch it on Hulu the next day. So I feel your pain. If it wasn't for Hulu, that's the main reason why I don't watch AEW, is AEW is not on Hulu, and I don't have cable, and I suppose I could surf the internet. I could surf the high seas of the internet to watch it, but I just don't want to put that much effort into it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't put that much effort into watching Raw either.
Now I get it.
That the finish from NXT, the only thing that I remember was Sol Ruka versus Izzy Dame, and the finish of it. It was incredible how Sol Ruka hit the, what's it called, the Soul Snatcher or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
How she ended up hitting that on Izzy Dame. It was good. Really.
Was it like Dame?
Yeah, it was. You got knocked the fuck out.
Well, her name's Izzy Dame, so I figured you know Izzy.
Yeah.
Is that the one that comes out with the swords?
No, that's... She's hanging out with Natalya now. What is her name? Ket.
I never understood, like, why would you come out with a sword? You're not gonna... Are you gonna cut somebody? I never understood. If you're gonna bring something to the ring with you, like, you had nunchucks, okay, I get it. You might be able to use nunchucks in a match. You're not gonna get in there and start cutting motherfuckers, so why bring a sword? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, Drew at least cut the ropes.
I was going to say, you tell that to Drew.
I probably said the same thing about Drew McIntyre. Doesn't make no fucking sense.
You're checking if you saw that much sense to me.
I mean, when you're 6'7" and all muscle, you don't really need the sword. It's just kind of like a showpiece.
Yeah, it's like, why do you have it? What do you have that for? Yeah. He's Scottish. Okay, that explains it then. Is he carried at the grocery store?
Well, he's supposed to have been a claymore, isn't it? And that's what he uses for.
Yeah.
His finishing move.
I don't know. Any wrestler carrying a sword, it just seems silly to me because you're not going to stab nobody.
No, I'm trying to think who.
The mayor's trying to think of every wrestler ever that ever came out with a sword. Now he's going to have a list next week. Wait, what do you think about Samurai Jack? He wrestled for 6 months in the USWA.
The Skinner count. That was a long knife.
You know what? You know what, Skinner? Yeah. That's stupid for you, too. Stupid for you, too. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess we're not going to talk about wrestling because we don't fucking remember, so... Or we didn't watch it. We don't remember, and we didn't watch it. Okay? Okay. But we are going to watch some Slamboree 1996. The Lethal Lottery! I'm excited about this. How about you guys?
God.
Does it come with scratch-off tickets?
I wish it
did. Imagine if there were scratch-off tickets that were actually lethal. Like, someone just shot you in the face, like, if you lost.
Blows up.
I wouldn't buy. I don't buy scratch offs already, but I certainly wouldn't buy the ones that shoot you in the face if you lose.
Yeah, that, or it just blows up and like leaves ink all over your clothes. So it might not be quite lethal.
That sounds like a bad marketing strategy. I just feel like, because you lose more on those things more than you win, and so I feel like you'd be messing up a lot of people's clothes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. People like to lose these days, though, so they might do it intentionally.
This isn't like
practical jokers would buy.
Yeah, so this isn't like your traditional Battle Bowl that we've seen, where they pick the teams randomly as the show is going. They've already picked the teams. We already know that. We don't know the matchups because I don't remember the matchups that they told us.
I looked, and there's some dodgy ones.
Good, Glenn, because that's what I want. I want some dodgy ones. I'm looking for dodginess. It's my favorite. So we got up on the screen here. It's Slamboree 1996. I'm going to hit play, and we are going to get Lethal lotteried up in this bitch. Here we go. Oh, 96, the Lethal. You know what? Never mind. I need the sound of this.
Other pitting friend against friend, aligning friend and foe, ending with a battle with the Lord of the Ring. And three belts are on the line. Cruiserweight and U.S. heavyweight.
Oh, boy.
And for the WCW World Heavyweight title, the champion, Giant, is challenged by Sting, still stunned by the choke slamming of his friend.
He's live absolutely stunned by his friend, the Total Package, being choke slammed. He cannot believe it.
Thank God for the Giant.
We knew we could count on you, Paul White. We knew we could count on you. Here Captain we are. We are. Captain Insano shows no mercy. That guy should have showed some mercy to that fucking purple shirt because he shouldn't be wearing it. Good Lord. Sir.
He did kind of look like Barney in it. Look at Dusty with his red leather jacket. That's something.
I love it. These two are dressed in. He's got a suit. He's got a tuxedo. Some motherfuckers are red.
Leather jacket and a blue t-shirt and blue jeans.
I love it. I love it.
Dusty's wearing a half a red cow.
He's like, what do you mean? This is what I wore when I got married. He doesn't talk like that, obviously. But
is that a popular jacket in Nebraska?
I'm sure that there are many men living in small town Nebraska that probably have a jacket that looks like that.
You got the big red.
Yeah. Oh, it is big and red. That's true. You got it. They would have a Husker patch. They would have a Nebraska patch on the front of it, though, or some shit like that. I got this in 62. My daddy got it for me in 62. Back when Nebraska wore the bug eaters.
Let me tell you about these bug eaters here. Maybe. We got the bug eaters over there and Bobby Heenan over here.
Here we go. First round battle bowl matchup. I am.
Who do we got?
I am harder than I just took a blue chew right now. I'll tell you right now, pal. I'm so excited. I'm like, when Tori Wilson's had an autograph signing in here, I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait. It's Road Warrior Animal.
We got a Road Warrior, so it's got to be another Road Warrior, right?
There's going to be a Road Warrior on the other team. There has to be.
Mm-hmm. There he is. It's Road Warrior Chip.
That kid got those shoulder pads when he was fucking 2, and now he's like fucking 14, and they barely fit him. He's going to bust out of those things. But it's Booker T is going to be his tag team partner. Sucker!
That's a good tag team combination.
Not bad, yeah.
These guys got to win it all. I'm putting my stamp on them right now.
They got a couple of tag team championships between these guys. David Pinzer, the in-ring announcer. I have no idea who the referee is, so don't ask me.
Oh, that's Josh.
Oh, wait, that's Nick Patrick. I do know him. That's Nick Patrick. Here we go. Who are they going to be facing? Shirley Road Warrior Animals. I mean, Hawk. Yep, here he comes.
Is it going to be Hawk and Stevie Ray?
Oh, I bet it is.
Oh, it got to be, hasn't it?
And they're gonna—that's gonna be really great to make us really believe that this was actually drawn at random.
Yeah,
nothing like starting the show off with two random teams.
Yeah, these were definitely drawn out of a hat.
I mean, there were only 4 names in the hat, but they were drawn out of a hat. Potato Face.
Hey,
I mean, pretty star-studded opening lineup. I mean. Fucking Hawk really drew the short end of the stick here because at least Animal got fucking Booker T. He got saddled this fucking asshole.
Everyone in here is in the Hall of Fame at least one. Oh no, Luger's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
No, he is not in.
No, not yet.
Maybe that Vince is gone now. Maybe they'll finally let him in.
I didn't know if they put him in with the Horsemen, but I don't think they did they?
No, I think they put out a statement that they didn't want to put him in with the Horsemen because of everything that happened with Elizabeth. And like, I'm not trying to like diminish anything that happened, but I'm just saying like, people have done worse and they're in the fucking WWE Hall of Fame. So
I listened to an interview with him and I actually felt sorry for him more than. So I always thought he was the real bad guy in that sort of thing, but it comes across that he wasn't really.
I think maybe he was, but I think maybe he's learned the mm-hmm. fools of his ways, I guess, is what I would say. But I think he just, I mean, I'm not a Lex Luger fan. None of us are. Obviously, you hear us bash him every week when we see him, but I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's people in that have, you know, Jimmy Snuka killed somebody and he's in there.
Yeah.
And look, it's not like Luger didn't, it's not, you know, I'm not, because Luger didn't kill Miss Elizabeth. You know what I'm saying? He didn't like murder in a hotel room like Jimmy Snuka.
No, Luger deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I would agree. Here we go. It's Animal versus Luger. Oh, he said, what are you doing, motherfucker? Slap him in the face.
No, you don't just slap a potato. Sour cream and butter could fly all over the place. That's a good one. Have you tried to slap a baked potato before?
No, I can't. Yeah. Well, I've never been mad at a baked potato, though, so I don't know why I would slap it. Maybe next time I'll be like, I hate Lex Luger. And slap the baked potato.
You remember? Oh, you wouldn't remember. I don't know if they'd even had it in England, but Wendy's used to have a baked potato bar where it was all you can eat baked potatoes and salads.
Oh, right.
I don't recall that, but
it had to be in the mid to probably late 80s.
Okay, I was very young in the late 80s, so I wouldn't remember anyway. I remember going with my grandma to the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island, Nebraska, which is the Grand Northern Island. And she would smoke cigarettes in there with her friends while I went to the arcade and played games. I just read the newspaper. I saw it online. They closed that mall, actually. And I said, if those walls could talk in that Wendy's, they'd go, it's smoky in here. But anyway, back to the match here.
We got Animal and Luger in a tie-up.
Ooh, boy. Action-packed here.
Nick Patrick with the little slow count.
Nick Patrick is 6 inches as tall than everyone in here.
And these are large men. Imagine him just like reffing Rey Mysterio versus Psychosis. That was awful.
Yeah, that was really bad.
What did Luger think he was going to hop frog there? He didn't jump. Did Luger think he was going to like hop frog and like a Hot Wheel? He didn't even get 2 inches off the ground.
I think what they just did there was what they were trying to go for before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or that.
That could be. He's like, you something. Know what? Yeah, it was. You're right. That was not good at all. It was like two guys trying to jump into each other's arms, but then somehow got their timing off.
Hold me now. Baby, did I say I'm sorry?
Do you remember they like? Remember when like a group in the 90s like remade that song? Yeah, I think it was like As Yet or something remade that song.
Wow, I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one.
Therm is upset upstairs because he can't watch wrestling with us, even though he could because they just have to bring his ass down here. But anyway, Booker T is in here. Beautiful back kick right to the baked potato face of Lex Luger.
He cooked that baked potato with those flames.
Fuck yeah, he did. Oh, he said, how about you, sucker? Hawk. Yeah, Hawk. I always say their names wrong. I don't know why, but I do.
What about draws?
I forget about draws until someone
was up,
actually.
Was Heidenreich a Royer? I mean, a
yes, he was a Royer. Yeah, no, he was. Yeah, I think he was like LOD
2000.
No, because no, it wasn't LOD.
That was just them.
Yeah,
with Sonny.
With Sonny. Little people don't know. You know what? Never mind. I was going to take a shot at her, but we do it too much. Never mind. I take it back.
Lots of people have taken shots on her, but
there we go. Thank you. Oh, spinneroonie.
Oh! Kick to the face.
That fucking little spinneroonie, that Booker T right there, was more exciting than anything Lex Luger has done his entire career up to this point.
And thereafter.
It's certainly anything more exciting than has happened in this match.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's way better than body slamming Yokozuna. Way better. It's definitely better than winning the WWF championship match by disqualification and then celebrating it as if you've won the actual belt.
That was a lot. That was the one little bit of excitement. Now we go back to a rest hold.
Well, rest holds are where it's at, Glenn. You know that.
Nick Patrick's checking to make sure he doesn't have an illegal chokehold applied here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You got to be careful what you do with baked potatoes."
Nick Patrick's an upstanding man. He would never turn on WCW.
Oh no, he would never do something. That's coming up. That's think about this while we watch this horrible pay per view. The NWO is coming like next month. They're coming.
No, it's not that. This is 96.
Yeah. Okay, it's July. Never mind. So not next month. The month after.
Wow. Have they even had Hall come out yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so none of that's happened.
Yeah. If I'm correct, I think it's not the Monday Nitro. The Monday after this pay-per-view, it's the Nitro after that, because I know it's like May 27th or May 25th, because it's right around my birth date, but I know it's like within 1 or 2 days before or after. So, oh, and now everything is broken down. They're beating up Lex Luger, and
oh boy, got a real slobber knocker here, JR.
Really do. Okay, well, so now LOD have forgotten that they're not on a team together, and they're back to being teammates. Lex Luger said, "Fuck John out. He is leaving." Why is there a dining room table?
I don't know.
I forgot who's on whom's team anymore. I don't remember.
Tell him, Hawk.
Was everybody counted out?
Hawk was with Luger, and Animal was with Booker T, I think.
The Road Warriors think they won.
Yeah.
Did Booker T win?
I don't know. This.
No,
this
I, don't, is... I don't know which one of those two he would have disqualified.
Who booked this shit?
What the fuck is going on? Because judging by Duke Booker T's body language here, I think he won, but I'm not sure how. Because everybody was brawling outside the ring at the same time. So I'm not
He won because Animal stopped punching him. That was his victory.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess that makes sense.
Hey, that gets those two disqualified.
For fighting each other?
Yeah, because they weren't the legal men.
Oh, okay.
They were on the same team.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know.
We'll go with it.
Sure. Oh, beautiful baked potato body slam by Lex Luger here. Put some chives on that.
No, I want a baked potato.
I know you do, pal.
I'll even take one of Glenn's baked potatoes with baked beans and cheddar or sharp cheddar cheese or something.
Hold on to your baked beans, baked potato. We got another battle bowl first round. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it.
I could do you one if you want. I've got some potatoes here.
That's what she said, Glenn.
Who did?
Is it the Oddities coming out? Oh, it's Public Enemy.
He's Public Enemy.
That guy was a member of the Oddities. That guy they just showed, I think. Wasn't he in it?
He was an oddity.
So, of course, it's the obligatory time the tag team got their name somehow randomly drawn out of a hat or a tag team together. Hey, ho, hey. But not Axel Jim Duggan. He's not here.
I feel like this is the only dance that, as an uncoordinated white man, I can do.
Yeah, or raise the roof.
Yeah.
I've told you before, Mayor, I can't dance, but that does not mean I won't.
Yeah, it does not stop you.
I can't, but I will. Here comes the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan. Can you do a good Taskmaster impression there, Glenn?
No. Yeah, I wish I could do a Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, God. He's going with the Invisible Man. Kevin Sullivan with the Invisible Man, a member of the Dungeon of Doom. Let's do that. Let's keep going with that gimmick. Let's just be the Invisible Man.
Kevin Sullivan giving the Invisible Man the task of... I won't even make jokes about this.
It's so weird because he's like, well, I'm going to steal your wife, buddy. How's that make you feel? Oh, this is bad. I didn't realize that these two tagged together too. Shit.
What randomness this is.
So
yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Rocco Rockin'. What's the other one? Grunge?
Johnny Grunge. Rocco Rockin', Johnny Grunge.
I don't know which one's which. Is that Rocco?
This one's Rocco Rock and the other one's Johnny Grunge, if I'm correct, I think.
Who's the ref with that sweet mullet?
That is referee Randy Johnson. He also races NASCAR. He's not related to that Randy Johnson. He doesn't pitch. He's obviously a lot shorter than that.
He does not have a big unit.
No. Well, with that mullet, I'm going to go on a limb and say he probably does.
Is your Johnson Randy? Oh, what are we getting our heads?
What the hell? I did not see that coming.
The original Rock.
Rocco Rock, yeah.
Much
that's
more
goddamn
popular.
Gimmick infringement. That's where the Rock stole this gimmick from. He got it from Rocco Rock. This is bullshit. Yes.
This guy's far more popular than the next Rock's ever going to go on to be.
Kevin Sullivan, congratulations on being the man with the least amount of hair on his head to have it in a ponytail.
Very true.
He got all seven of those hairs wrangled together.
Very impressive. I don't know how he did that. It takes a skilled hairsman to do something like that, you know?
As a man who's balding terribly, I'm, you know, very appreciative of his efforts to get a ponytail.
That's true. Oh yeah.
Oh, we got more dancing.
What do they call that? The cabbage patch?
Is that what that's called?
Glenn, how many records were you spinning while people were doing the cabbage patch in the crowd?
If I knew what the cabbage patch was,
yeah,
I might have to tell you.
They weren't doing that over there with the thing he was just doing.
Ooh. No. That's a heck of a spike power bomb.
Well, it was very popular when my sister was in high school in
1993. Oh, Chris Benoit dancing. I mean, the Invisible Man dancing.
Oh, wow. I bet he didn't dance much in his lifetime.
Now he's punching.
He said gangsters don't dance, they boogie.
Not a lot of dancing for the Invisible Man. But, I mean, we wouldn't know it because we can't see him. So, here we go. What do you think the Invisible Man's favorite song is?
I am the Invisible Man.
Well, Glenn, that's too easy. Oh, you hit him
every,
with a chair.
Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
That's a good one. Yeah. Oh, now things are falling apart here. He's hitting with a folding chair. I mean, it's not even a folding chair. Those are the chairs we had in music class when I was in the fifth grade.
Yeah. That's
and they've got the kitchen table out there.
Yeah, they've laid Kevin Sullivan over the kitchen table. Which I don't think that's the first time that sentence has been said.
Probably not.
Probably not, no. Now what are we going to do here? Oh, they're going to...
Is they going to put him through the kitchen table?
No, not now, because the Invisible Man has intercepted them.
Now, because the Invisible Man's invisible, you can only see his tape around his... Assumingly, it's tape around his wrist.
Yeah, we don't know.
His pants...
Yeah, that's all we can see. Oh, he just got suplexed to the outside, I'm assuming. Or he jumped. I don't know.
I just saw pants fly across the sky.
If you ever try to call a match where there's an invisible guy, very difficult.
Jeez.
I couldn't help but notice that Kevin Sullivan just chucked a chair at Johnny Grunge and it flew into the front row, so there's a lawsuit. One of the many against WCW in the 90s. That person got $600,000, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
This looks really unsafe.
Isn't Kevin Sullivan holding him there? Kevin Sullivan was holding him in there.
Chris Benoit just got sat on by about 500 pounds.
Well, it's too bad it didn't take him. I'm sorry. Here we go. Oh, he hurt his knee. He said, I hurt my knee. I can't do a good Boston accent.
I hurt my knee.
My knee. I can't do it. I can't do a good Boston accent. Shouldn't that be some sort of a disqualification?
Well, the fact he was holding his foot as well as they put it through a table, yes.
You can't expect the little unit, Randy Johnson, to keep up with all this. He's got a lot on his mind. He's got to race the Coca-Cola 500 tomorrow. Oh. He's got to go real fast and real left.
Jimmy Hart, I need some help out of here.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh, well, that's good. The Invisible Man comes flying out of the ring.
Looked like the Invisible Man hurt his ankle that wasn't invisible. Oh.
Oof. Yeah, that's that a looked lot like of weight. It hurt. That's a lot of weight coming. That's a whole lot of weight coming down on one Invisible Man's chest, if you know what I mean.
I mean, they just landed on a pair of pants.
They really did. They crushed those fucking pants. Let me tell you what, man. They are crushed. They're crushed.
I'm excited for this third match we got. These first two.
Dear Snikes, everybody. It's a first round battle ball match. How excited can I be? This excited, people.
Woo.
What is it? What? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that I have a wireless. Oh, it's Sergeant Craig Pitbull Pittman, and he's out here with a Teddy Long Silver Tag Team match. Blah, blah.
And Teddy was eating healthy back then. Brian Windhorst in the crowd, everybody.
Oh, he's teaming with Scott Steiner. So, I mean, hell of a pick for him, Craig Pitbull Pittman and Scott Steiner. I mean, well, thank God I don't have to fight him.
Yeah.
So what do you think the chances are that Rick Steiner's on the other team?
At least 75% chance.
Yeah.
Or Craig Pitbull Pittman's partner. What's his name? The guy with the flat top. Blonde hair.
Cobra?
No.
Oh,
the guy used to do the training.
I can't think of his name. Buddy Lee Parker?
That might be it.
Yeah.
I can picture him, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about. Short little stout guy. Oh! Yeah. It's the booty man! If he can't do it, nobody can! Hold on. Oh my God, did you see this guy in the crowd? Wait a second. I have to pause it and show you this guy in the crowd. He looks like the fat guy from the gentleman here. Did you see him? Hold on, one more time. I've got to look at this man. He is beautiful. I love him. I don't know him, but I love him. Oh, look at that, man. Oh, that is all, man, right there. Look at that deep V with that luscious man, bro. Oh, man. Holy cow. And the mustache. How many Capragoul sandwiches do you think that guy had?
He says, look at this right meow.
It's Barbara. It's Barbara. He loves shenanigans. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why that caught my eye, but it did.
I'm pretty sure he just spit on the floor, too.
Oh, I'm sure. It's the booty man. He needed another pair of trunks on because I can see his balls and his penis bulging out, and I'm uncomfortable.
He might be called Booty Man, but you can see everything in the front, too. Oh, God.
Lord.
He should be blurred.
He should be Baldy Man, if you know what I mean. Holy cow.
He was standing at the plate. He would have had two balls and a bat.
Of course.
Why does the Bowie Man have the same gimmick as Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that Adam Sandler?
That did look like Adam Sandler, didn't it?
Oh, cool, there is. <yeah.
laughs> I knew Rick Steiner. They're doing a really good job at trying to make it look like these are really drawn at random. I'm believing it. I'm believing that none of these were pre-planned. I don't believe that they were. I believe they actually drew them out of a hat.
He says, I'm coming for you, little brother.
Talk about drawing the short end of the stick. Rick Steiner got stuck with the fucking booty man.
And he has to stare at the booty man's little booty man.
Man. He's got to look at that little booty man.
Man, I tell you what, little booty man. I thought the dog, the booty man.
Booty. Yeah. The booty man with his finishing move, the high knee. Get it? Because, I mean, that's an exciting finishing move, too. I mean, all the people love a good high knee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Rikishi had the high knee, too.
Like, you're a big fan, Mayor, aren't you? Are you just a huge fan of the high knee?
Yes. I'm gonna go drink a Heineken later tonight just to celebrate it.
Well, Glenn, we're discussing the wrestling fans' love for the Heineken. The Heineken, you know what I mean? You love it, yes. Right? The Heineken.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Mandy it depends Rose. On whose Heineken it is.
Mandy Rose, you're really good Heineken. You know, I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'm sorry. I'll stop. I can tell you what Teddy Long's thinking about right now. That's
oh God, he headbutted his head.
Did he headbutt right in the junk?
He did. I've never seen that. Not from a standing position, anyway.
No, that's. You think they taught him that in the Marine Corps?
They do. Once you become a lieutenant, they teach you that move.
Well, and Bruce left himself wide open because he's clearly got no cup on because his balls at Johnson are fucking swinging. We're watching.
Yeah, him. That's right.
He's X-rated from what he's got on.
No, he's got anything on underneath those tights.
There, no.
And he's free, free ball. Oh, the fucking booty, man. I don't, like... That's got to be his worst gimmick, right? It's, I mean, because the booty, what, why?
It lasted a while too, didn't it?
Until he became the Zodiac.
That's bad when the Zodiac.
No, wait, he was the Zodiac before he became the Booty Man. So he's the Booty Man up until he becomes the Disciple in the NWO. That's what it is.
The worst part is some of the outfits that he wears has like the full like ass basically cut out of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. This one's more of a conservative outfit. All you got to see is that it looks like he's smuggling a cue ball and a cucumber in his pants.
I did not know so much of this show was going to be dedicated to Bruce the Barber Beefcake's junk, but here we are.
I mean, we could have just called, you know, a German suplex into a hammer lock, but... No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, that's not what you came here for. You never know. Come to AWI Pod. Come for the wrestling, stay for Brutus's balls.
Said Mrs. Beefcake.
That's right. That's what she said. I heard one time. Here we go. So Craig Pitbull Pittman's still battling it out with Rick Steiner. Uh-oh, are we going to get brother versus brother here?
He didn't tag him.
He won't do it. He said, I won't fight my own flesh and blood. I will never fight Kane. I mean, Rick. Sorry, I was going with The Undertaker there. You can't talk on the mic. You don't have anything to say.
Oh, you just tag him.
He's not going to do it. He did tag him. Oh, here we go. Brother versus brother. Mm-hmm. Who's going to win it? Singlet versus singlet. You know they fought all the time growing up. I bet they fuck goddamn. Could you imagine being their parents and they got to do a brawl?
Yeah, they definitely had to have broken some things in the household.
I was going
to
say,
Mama Steiner might have been fucking 6'6", 260, though. I don't know. She could have been jacked.
She'd need to have been, because there wouldn't be a stick of furniture left in the...
Or drywall.
Although women do have a way of controlling blokes.
Yeah,
and I don't mean in a strange way. I mean in like we had the World Snooker on over here a few weeks ago, and
which sounds naughty but isn't.
No, it's not at all. It's like a giant version of pool.
Yeah,
for the American audience, and they got two referees, both female. The first setup is you have two tables with a wall in between them. So there could be one match still going on when another one finishes. Mm-hmm. And all the people over the side of the one that finishes were making a noise. And the woman referee just went, "Be quiet, please." And it went dead silent. The bloke tried that in another match and they just ignored him.
They're like, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, my oldest son, he's 19. He's not scared of a whole lot, but I can tell you what he is scared of. His mother.
His mother.
Oh, Paul Smackage here. Oh, we tried to get tricky. I'm surprised these guys have stayed in the ring together for as long as they have, to be honest with you. I guess they will go on to have a feud in WCW in just a couple of years, won't they, in 98?
Yep.
That's when he's the barking dog.
Well, he's always the barking dog. That's when Scott Steiner doesn't have the mullet anymore and his hair is blonde.
Yeah, but he had the leather jacket with the stud necklace too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, you're right. With like the collar. Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that. Oh, man. He punched him right in his Steiner line.
Oh, my God. That was a hell of a suplex.
Beautiful top rope suplex from one Steiner to the other. The Booty Man decided it would be a good idea for him to tag in, which it isn't.
Yeah. It is not a good idea to tag in against a Steiner.
Oh, he did the worst posting of himself ever. Oh, he's really working him over. Oh, he locked in his signature hold, Greg Pitbull Pittman did. The booty man, if he can't hold on, you know what that means, Mayor?
I don't know.
It means nobody can. Come on.
Okay. Well, if the booty man can't, nobody can.
Come on, start writing the stuff down, will you?
Sorry, I was trying to get a visual of Kimberly out there.
Oh, yeah. Put him in the arm bar.
He loves the arm bar. He's a
more exciting wrestler that did an arm bar, Mayor. Ronda Rousey or Craig Pitbull Pittman?
Glenn Abbott.
I didn't ask who does the best arm bar. That's obviously okay. Abbott, but
but I would say
weak ass one that was.
Oh, that's got to be it. Did he I'm pretty sure three? I saw the shoulder come up, but whatever.
Yeah, the shoulder's never even down, I don't think.
No, they absolutely were.
He more pinned the back of his head.
That's not how that goes. Well, it must be cold in there.
Whoa, it's cold. She's smoking some icebreakers in that top.
Lord. We didn't even mention it. The Booty Babe was out here with the Booty Man. She's the real star of the show, Kimberly. So, and then they show us a replay where we can clearly see that his shoulders are not down from an angle where we can see that his shoulders are not down. That's so WCW. Good job, WCW. Congratulations. So the Booty Man and Rick Steiner on to the next one. Do we have one more? One more! This is the last first round. I can't promise you that. This is the last one we're going to watch. First round Battle Bowl match. Glenn, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for this Battle Bowl match?
Minus 1.
Oh, come on. Glenn, how about now?
Oh, now I am.
There we go. Thank you. It's your fellow countryman, Dave Taylor and Lord Stephen Regal.
It's up to 10. It's the Blue Bloods.
The Blue Bloods are on the way. They've got Jeeves with them, of course. That was his name, right? Jeeves?
Yeah.
So they're the second tag team in this random tag team drawn to be together. So that makes sense. It was funny, Mayor. I don't know if you heard it, but while you were gone, I asked Glenn, what's your excitement level for this match 1 to 10? He said -1, and then Lord Stephen Regal walked out here, and he changed his mind. Oh, not your sister, Hacksaw Jim Duggan is here.
We got Duggan and Regal on a team?
No, Duggan, no. Regal with his tag team partner, Dave Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Somehow two tag teams got randomly drawn together. Oh, it was just VK Wall Street. Very serious.
I do like me some VK Wall Street.
Oh, somebody shot a spitball at him. Did you see that?
Mm. He just wiped it off.
Okay. Sometimes you know when somebody shoots a spitball at you, you know what you got to do? Shake it off.
Mm-hmm. Wipe the dirt off your shoulder.
It was funny. One day my dogs were outside and it was muddy and Kaden like had some dirt on his shoulder and I was literally like trying to get it off. And I kept get that dirt off your shoulder. I just as I'm
with the crowd.
The funny thing is Regal would beat up all 10 of y'all and there's nothing you can do about it. He would tie everybody in the first row up together and leave them there.
Yeah. In a big bowl rolling around the ring.
Jeez, Hacksaw Jim Duggan almost whacked Stephen Regal with this long, hard 2x4, of course. Get your mind out of here.
She's got a splinter now.
Oh, somebody get some tweezers out here. That was ghastly.
That was good stuff. I like it. He's really selling the splinter.
Which, shout out to the Ninja Turtles, too, by the way. Because you said splinter. I feel like I had to.
Yeah.
Of course.
Who's going to start off the match? I think it's going to be Hacksaw and William Regal. I mean, Stephen Regal at this point.
Steven, it? Yeah.
Hacksaw's getting a USA chant to get them, you know, up in arms.
Yeah, it's his lordship against Hacksaw.
Remember what I told you, everybody. Make sure you check out the mayor's new workout video where he gives you tips on how you can lose weight by dressing up like Hacksaw Jim Duggan and wandering around the Home Depot fighting a hacksaw in a 2x4 in your blue underwear and boots. Don't forget that. That's the most important part. And then you'll fight the police in the parking lot. You'll lose at least 10 pounds because the food in jail is terrible. That's why you'll lose 10 pounds.
If there's ever a guy that you could imagine that just went to Home Depot then stopped at the bar immediately thereafter, it has to be Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, God, yeah. He's getting it going. Mm-hmm. He's getting it going. Here we go. I love Regal. This is amazing. His selling of it. He hasn't done anything, not even a move.
No, he's
sold amazingly, and he's taken no bumps.
The disgust on his face when the crowd chants USA.
Have they put him in the Hall of Fame yet?
I
don't think so.
Well, he needs to go in. He should be
in. He's got to be in now. He's back in the WWE.
Oh, Wall Street won't even take the tag. He said, you called my wife a hoe. And he said, no, I call everybody hoe. God damn it. What do you mean? I did not. I like Nancy. She makes good brownies. She doesn't put the special stuff in them like I like, but she makes good brownies. Oh! Sorry.
And she's going to father a young Bray and Bo here soon. Oh, I guess they would have already been fathered by now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. By 96, probably. One of them, at least. Oh, good shoulder block by here. Dave Taylor, Glenn. You know a lot about Dave Taylor?
Only as Squire Dave Taylor.
You don't know much about when he worked over there?
Not a lot.
I was just curious. I mean, I assume he's probably around the same age as Regal, or he's a little bit older.
I would say a little bit younger.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm.
I'll Who's the guy that comes in with them? What was his name?
Jeeves.
Jeeves, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So he is currently 67 years of age, Dave Taylor is. And William Regal is 56. So he's a year older. A year difference only makes a difference when you're 1 year old, when you're 2 years old and 1 year old. Otherwise, by the time you get to our age, only 5 years don't even make a difference. There we go. Oh, Hacksaw. He's not taping his face. He punched Wall Street, too. He said, hey, fuck you, too.
Big fist. Oh, back body drop. You don't see those anymore.
He's wrapping the fist. He's taping it up. What's going to happen? They're going to win this. They're going to beat the actual tag team. These two random fuckers who couldn't get along have just beaten the Blue Bloods.
No, Hacksaw.
No, you mean Hacksaw beat them both.
Yes.
Beat all three of them.
Hacksaw with his fist has beat both the Blue Bloods. VK Wall Street is going to be very upset because he's going to have to team with Hacksaw Jim Duggan for one more round. And I'm very upset that that's going to be the last match we watch this week. But that's okay. In 2 weeks' time, we will resume Slamboree 1996 and Battle Bowl. Next week, we'll be back to watching more Memphis wrestling. I know that gets everybody excited. We enjoy watching the Memphis wrestling.
Can I just say, have you put a check jacket on? Oh, no, it's a shirt.
No. This is my flannel I was wearing earlier.
All right.
Even though it's May, it's still cold here in Ohio.
It just looks different than it did earlier. It looks more like a jacket.
That's because he was in the dark earlier. Now he's got some light.
Yeah.
But so that's light
right in my eye.
That's okay. We forgive you. So that's the end of this episode of AWFL Worldwide. Glenn, who do you need to plug before we get out of here?
DDT. DDT wrestling with DC and Doc. I'm booking the territory, and their side projects. Unstacking the Dadatory and I'm booking the Tankatory, the life and times of Tank Abbott that we ripped off. And of course,
the Doctor Who podcast with Danny Inside. That's on SJP World Media. Also, on a side note of SJP World Media, if you're into the English Premier League as much as me and Glenn and the mayor here are, give them a check out on YouTube. I think they're doing a big thing on Sunday for the final day. I think Glenn's going to join. Glenn, you officially going to join them?
I am officially going to join them. For anybody that watches the Sky News reports of the 3 o'clock games, we're basically doing like that. Like, I'll be watching the Arsenal Everton game, reporting on that, and the other guys will be watching other stuff.
Yeah, because if you don't know, the last day of the league, they play every game at the same time, and they basically have them all on TV too, so you can watch them all. I know even over here they have games on the Golf Channel. So if you're into Premier League soccer like we are, check out SJP World Media. It's the Volley. They're going to be doing that. It's 10 a.m. Central Time here in America. What's that time in where you live, Glenn?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. So check that out if you are into English Premier League soccer like we are. And even if you're not watching, if you don't watch soccer, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I know people say it's boring, but you're wrong. It's not boring. sorry, Glenn, were you done?
I was done.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay, Mayor, how about you, pal? What have you got for me?
As always, follow along Sports Wire Radio. That's Sports with a Z, Wire Radio. And you can check it out on Sports Wire Radio. Wait, no, sportswireradio.org.
You got it.
And the man behind the plan of Sportswire Radio, Mr. Thomas Bryce. You can follow him on all social media at ThomasBryce2017 or on Instagram at ThomasBryce2020. And that's about it. Huh? Me?
What about you?
Oh, yeah, you can follow me, even though I forgot today because I've been sick all week, so I didn't post a video today. But, yeah, you can catch me at Mayor of Canton. Every Wednesday, I put a video up. Wednesday at 6 p.m., watch me eat something. I'll rank it. I'll say whether it's good, bad, whether you should waste your money on it or not.
There you go. Check that out. Check out all that stuff that they talked about. Check out what we got going on. We got an episode of Warning the Attitude right now where me and Glenn reviewed the last Monday Night Raw for the month of November 1997. We're winding down 1997. We made it all the way to December, Glenn. Can you believe it? Yeah.
I know. It's flown by, isn't it? This year has absolutely flown by.
The older I get, the faster they go by, Glenn. So, yeah, check out Warning Attitude. We're going to have – you'll have two episodes of Sid that you can already listen to right now, and because this will be coming out on Sunday evening, so that'll be coming out on Friday. There's two episodes. We're doing two this week since we missed last week. And that's it. I don't think I got anything else that I need to plug. Glenn, you know what to do.
Goodbye.
You gotta get up to get down.
TPE, peace, we're out of here.